The Jack Benny Program, transcribed and presented by Lucky Strike. The cigarette that's toasted to taste better.
If you want better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste, yet it's the toasted
cigarette.
It tastes fine tobacco.
It's light tobacco.
It's mild tobacco too. And it's toasted.
Yes, it's toasted. Cause the toasting brings the flavor right through.
So to get the better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste. Yet it's the toasted
cigarette.
This is Don Wilson. As cigarette smokers, you and I know the most important single thing any cigarette can offer is taste. Better taste. And as many millions of Lucky smokers will tell you, Lucky's taste better. You know why? Because it's toasted. Yes, it's toasted to taste better. Lucky's better taste actually begins with the fine tobacco that goes into every Lucky Strike. L-S-M-F-T, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And then that fine tobacco is toasted. It's toasted. That's the famous Lucky Strike process that tones up Lucky's naturally mild, good-tasting tobacco, brings it to its peak of flavor, makes it taste even better, cleaner, fresher, smoother. So for better taste in your cigarette, be happy, go Lucky. Buy a carton of better-tasting Lucky Strike. The Lucky Strike Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, every Saturday morning after rehearsal, the Jack Benny cast usually drops into the corner drugstore for a light lunch. As the scene opens, all of us, with the exception of Jack, have just entered the drugstore. Hey, we're lucky, fellas. It isn't crowded at all.
Yeah, we can have our regular table.
Well, let's sit down.
Hey, Jack wants to finish his business at the studio. He's standing on the corner on the other side of the street.
I wonder what the private business was he had to take care of.
Well, he went up to see Mr. Ackerman, the vice president of CBS. This is the day Jack is giving the network his ultimatum.
Well, what ultimatum?
Either CBS gives him free parking or he's going back to NBC.
Gee, that'll never work.
Well, why not?
That's why he left NBC in the first place.
That's right.
Oh, here we are, Jack.
Okay. Sorry I took so long. What did you kids order?
Oh, nothing. We were waiting for you.
Oh, then I'll call the waitress. Oh, miss? Miss?
What do you want, Mac?
We'd like to order some food. Do you have a menu?
Yeah, here.
Thanks. Now, let me see. Hey, wait a minute. This is the menu from the Brown Derby.
I know. The stuff on ours would turn your stomach.
Say, look, miss, all I want is just an egg sandwich and a glass of milk.
I'll have the same. Okay.
Now, miss.
What do you want, cap on, boy?
Now, wait a minute, miss. Maybe I have to take those kind of insults when I'm on the radio, but I don't have to take them from you.
Gee, I'm sorry, Mac. I didn't know you were sensitive.
Well, I am. You don't have to presume I'm not sensitive just because I'm a big fat slob.
Don, control yourself.
All right. Now, miss, I'd like to order. All I want's a bowl of vegetable soup.
Okay.
Dennis, what do you have?
Well, let me see. Miss, do you have any vichyssoise?
No.
Well, do you have any escargot sauté en vin rose?
No.
Well, how about shish kebab and kreplach?
No.
Dennis, this is only a drugstore. Why are you ordering things like that?
I wanted to know I've been around.
Stop being silly. Order something you'd get in a drugstore.
Okay, I'll have a chicken sandwich.
With mayonnaise?
No, toothpaste.
Now cut that out! Liz, just bring him a chicken sandwich, that's all. Now go get the food.
Okay, Mac. I'll be back in a flash with the trash.
Never mind. Just go get it. You know, it's hard to believe that she used to do the commercials on the Lady Esther program. Now, look, Dennis, when we do the show... Wait, where did Dennis go?
I don't know.
Oh, there he is, over by the jukebox.
Hey, look, they got one of my records here.
Well, why don't you play it, Dennis?
I can't. I haven't got a nickel.
Has anybody got a nickel?
Oh, I haven't.
Neither have I.
All I have is a dime.
Well, I can change it.
Jack, Benny, I...
All right, all right. Here's a nickel, Dennis. Catch.
Vito mare quando bello, spira quando sentimente, con il tuo chi tiene mente, cascetato fai suonar. Guarda qua chi su giardino, siente si stesciura range, nu profuma così fino, sinto core se ne va. E tu dici parta Dio, allontana la su core,
Dennis, will you look in the jukebox, see if there are any... Now, where did that kid go?
I don't know. He disappeared while his record was on.
Oh.
Say, Bob, I've been meaning to tell you how much I enjoy your CBS television show.
Oh, me too, Bob.
Yeah, same here. You know, Bob, I watch your shows every afternoon, and they're very good.
Well, thanks, Jack.
But I have a little suggestion, you know, just a little constructive criticism. I thought that if you got a comedy guest star occasionally, you'd get... you'd get more laughs on the program.
Yeah, but Jack, we don't go in for guest stars. Mine is sort of a homey show.
Well, Bob, homey show or not homey, I still think it's a big lift to have a guest star come in, particularly a comedian.
Well, maybe so, but gee, we don't have much money in the budget.
Well, how much can you pay for a guest star?
Well, about 15 bucks.
For 15 bucks, Jack can be homey.
I know a lot of recipes. Anyway, Bob, it's a very good show. And...
Hey, did the rest of you finish eating already?
Yes, Dennis, where were you?
Well, I thought as long as we were in a drugstore, I'd weigh myself.
Oh.
I weigh 140 pounds, stripped.
Stripped?
I took the weighing machine into the phone booth.
Look, Dennis.
And when I put in a penny, a little card came out.
Well, what did it say?
Put on your pants, kid. A lady wants to use the phone.
Dennis, stop. Stop already. Will you stop being silly?
Oh, he's not being silly, Jack. Sometimes those things just happen by coincidence.
Oh, sure, sure.
Well, that's the truth. Once I put a penny in the scale, and you ought to see the card that came out.
Well, what did it say?
Get off, you're hurting me.
Well, that I believe. That could happen.
I hate to break up this roundtable discussion, but will there be anything else?
Not for me. Anyone want anything?
Not me.
Well, I've had enough.
Okay, here's the check.
Oh, well, I'll take it, miss.
No, Bob. Let me pay it. It's my turn today.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Don. You paid last time. I'll pay today.
No. Bob paid last time. Now it's my turn.
No, Don, you're wrong. Dennis paid the last time, and now it's my turn.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, fellas. Let's all go Dutch.
Mary, it's their argument. Keep out. Doesn't concern you.
Hey, Blue Eyes, how come you never pay a check? Did you take a pledge or something?
For your information, miss, it just so happens that the last time I picked up the check.
You had to. You were alone.
That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, miss, I'll pay it. Here, keep the change.
Thanks.
I've got a car outside. Anybody want a lift?
Oh, not me. It's such a nice day. I'm going to walk.
Oh, say, Don, I've got to go over and see my brother about something. And say, you pass Bing's house on your way home, don't you?
Yeah, Bob.
Well, would you mind dropping me off at his gate?
Look, I'll drive you right up to his door.
No, just drop me at the gate. I'll take a bus the rest of the way.
Gee, he must have a big place.
Well, so long, Mary. So long, Jack.
Bye,
so long,
Bob.
So long.
See you at the show.
Yeah, so long, Don. See you later.
Gee, it's still early and the weather's so nice. I think I'll go out and play 9 holes of golf.
Mary, that's a wonderful idea, and I'll join you. Can you drive me by the house? I got to pick up my golf clubs.
Sure, my car's right in that parking lot.
Good. You get the car, meet me at the corner. I want to get a newspaper.
All right. See you in a couple of minutes.
Okay. Gee, that Bob Crosby's a nice guy. Imagine him giving the waitress the dollar tip. Gee, I'll bet it made her feel good. I got a thrill out of it, and I was only watching. Now, let's see. I want to get a paper. See, which paper do I want to get?
Hi, Rube.
Huh?
Oh, it's my friend from Calabasas.
Well, gosh, I haven't seen you in nearly a year. Well, tell me, what are you doing here in Los Angeles?
Huh? I came to get some supplies from a farm. I just bought an electric milking machine.
You need an electric milker for your cow?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to squeeze out a living by hand. Ain't that a humdinger?
Yeah.
Heard it on a homie show the other afternoon.
Could that have been Bob's? I don't know. Is that all you have on your farm, just cows?
Oh, no. Main crop is grapes. We operate our own winery.
Well, that sounds like a nice, pleasant occupation.
Pleasant, but dangerous, Rube. Dangerous. In fact, just a short time ago, my uncle fell into one of those big vats full of wine and drowned.
Your uncle drowned in wine?
Yeah. Took the mortician 5 days to get the smile off his face.
Well, I can't understand how. Oh, I'm sorry. That car is honking for me. I gotta go now. Nice running into you. Goodbye.
So long, Rube.
So long, so long. Here I am, Mary.
Hiya, Rube.
Oh, stop. Come on, let's get going.
Gee, I'm glad we finished rehearsal early. Such a nice day for golf.
Yeah.
Say, Jack, what'd the headlines in the paper say?
How do you like that? I kept talking with that farmer. I forgot to buy a paper.
Well, turn on the radio and we'll hear the news.
All right.
And now for another news item. Professor Thaddeus Lambert of the University of Southern California has found a successful solution to the smog problem in Los Angeles. He has moved to Colorado. We continue our program with a musical interlude and bring you the Sportsman Quartet singing Oh.
Mary, that's our quartet.
Yeah.
Old lady, oh, how she can snuggle, she's as sweet as can be. And when we're in the parlor, oh, the way she whispers pretty nothings to me. All I can do is holler, oh, it isn't what she does, but oh, the clever way she does it, especially when she meets beneath the moon above. Sweet cookie, oh, what'll I do? The way she sends me with her go-get-em eyes and puts me in a flurry, oh, doodle-doo-doo, the way I fall for all her beautiful lies. Believe me, I should worry, oh, 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 the way she beats me daffy, oh, I think she'll drive me daffy, oh, 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 how my super sentimental, wonderful sweetie can love. Lady-o, doodle-doo-doo, the way she holds a lucky strike in her hand, it makes me very happy, oh, doodle-doo-doo, for deep the spoken pleasure, luckies are grand, to test your dear old pappy, oh, such fine and light tobacco, oh, there's 20 in a pack, so lady, when I see you light a lucky, I know, together we'll be saying, oh. A lucky has a better taste, it is true. I like to sing about them all. A cleaner, fresher, smoking, smoother for you. I'll never be without them all. The only smoke for me is all. And LSMT and oh, 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 oh. I'm so wild about a lucky, all I can say is just oh. All I can say is just oh.
Here we are, Jack. Run in and get your clubs.
Want to come in the house for a minute, Mary?
No, I'll wait out here in the car.
Okay. Show you my etchings. Won't take me long.
Is that you, Mr. Benny?
Yes, Rochester.
Would you like me to fix you some lunch?
No, thanks. Wait a minute, Rochester. What are you doing with my violin?
I'm going to put it back in the case. That violin's been lying around ever since you went off the air last June.
That long?
Uh-huh. In fact, it's got mold all over it.
Well, did you wipe it off?
No, sir.
Why not?
Boss, mold makes penicillin, and that thing needs all the help it can get.
Never mind. And clean it up good, because I'm going to play my violin on my television show next Sunday.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, look, I'm going out to play some golf with Miss Livingston.
Oh, your clubs are in the closet.
I know. And, Rochester, at 5 o'clock, I want you to drive out to the clubhouse and bring me home.
I can't, Mr. Billy. The mechanics are working on your Maxwell down at the garage.
Why, what's wrong with my car?
Nothing. It's just time for its million-mile checkup.
All right, all right. I'll have Miss Livingston drive me home. Now, Rochester, don't bother about dinner tonight because I'm going out.
Okay. But, boss.
Yeah?
Well, it's none of my business, but I think you ought to stay home tonight with Polly.
With the parrot?
Yeah, she's been acting awfully funny lately. She's so moody.
Oh, I think you're imagining it, Rochester. Parrots don't get moody.
Well, Polly is, and she's doing the strangest things.
What do you mean?
Remember that coconut you bought her?
Yeah, did she eat it?
Eat it? She's trying to hatch it.
Well, maybe I better go in and take a look at her. Hello, Polly. She won't look at me. Polly, it's me, Daddy.
Ah!
Now, Polly, stop sitting on that coconut. I wonder what's wrong with her. Imagine her trying to hatch... Say, Rochester, that's it. The poor thing's all alone. So she... I know she doesn't know any better. I think I'll buy a mate for her.
Buy a mate.
Come on, Mr. Bentley. Remember the last time you bought her a mate? You had those two parents in the same cage for over a year, and then you discovered they were both females.
Yeah. I wonder how that happened.
Somebody goofed.
Well, don't look at me as though I'm stupid, Polly. You didn't know yourself for nearly a year. Gee, Rochester, now you've got me kind of worried.
For heaven's sake, Jack, what's taking you so long?
I'm sorry, Mary, but Polly isn't feeling well.
Oh, that's too bad. The poor thing. What's wrong with her?
Miss Livingston, she just sits around her cage all day brooding. It's been going on for weeks now.
Well, Jack, you ought to do something. Why don't you take her to a psychiatrist?
A psychiatrist? Mary, this is no time for joking.
I'm not joking. They have psychiatrists for animals. I know one right near here.
All right. I'll get Polly and we'll go.
Jack, here's the doctor's office. You go with Polly and I'll wait outside in the car.
Okay.
Yes, sir. May I help you?
Well, are you the psychiatrist?
Yes, sir. I am Dr. Hugo Browner, Ph.D.
Ph.D.?
Parrots, horses, and dogs. Those are my specialties, but I take care of all animals.
Oh, well, I've come to see you about my parrot here. I think she has some sort of a complex.
What seems to be wrong with the little lady?
Well, she's very melancholy lately, and today I gave her a coconut, and she tried to hatch it. Could it be possible that birds long for motherhood?
Oh, certainly. Tell me, how long has she been acting so moody?
For a few weeks. Before that, she was always jolly. She used to love to listen to the radio and television. You know?
A parrot that enjoyed radio and television? This I cannot believe.
Pepper mate, Spanish mate, bro.
I believe. Now, to help her, maybe it would be good if you told me something about yourself. What do you do?
Well, I'm Jack Benny.
Oh, yes, you look familiar. Well, in addition to yourself, Mr. Benny, how many people come in contact with this parrot?
Well, there's my valet, my cast, and my six riders.
Uh-huh, and what is this parrot's name?
Polly.
It took six riders to think of that?
Look, Doctor.
Never mind. Now, tell me, how old is this parrot?
Well, let me figure it out. See, the man in the pet shop where I bought her said she was born in 1894. That would make her...
39.
Where does she get such delusions?
I'm sure I don't know.
Now, Mr. Benny, you say this parrot listens to radio. Does she like music?
Oh, she loves music.
Good, good. I will give her a word association test.
Word association about music?
Yes. I will give her a word, and by automatic reflex, she will say the first thing that comes into her mind.
Oh, good, good.
Now, Polly, listen. Piano.
Liberace.
Clarinet.
Pretty good one.
Violin.
Penicillin.
That I do not understand at all.
It must have been something she heard, you know?
Obviously. Now, to continue the word test. Listen, Polly. Father. Mother. Baby.
Climb upon my knees, sonny boy. You are only three, sonny boy. You know where you're going.
You're all right.
Oh,
jump for a baby.
That's what I thought.
Me, sonny boy.
Sonny Polly, boy, be quiet. Doctor, doctor, I'll go to the... Polly, please. I'll go to the pet shop and get an egg. Polly, control yourself. Stop crying. Polly, we'll go right to the pet shop. We know now. Motherhood. Polly. Polly, I'll get your name.
Jack will be back in just a minute. But first, the sweetheart of Lucky Strike, Dorothy Collins.
If you want better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste yet. It's the toasted cigarette. They take fine tobacco. It's light tobacco. It's mild tobacco, too. And it's toasted. Yes, it's toasted. Because the toasting brings the flavor right through. So to get better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste yet. It's the toasted cigarette.
That's something to remember, friends. If you want better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. Yes, because it's toasted to taste better. Now, first of all, Lucky's taste better because they're made of fine tobacco. L-S-M-F-T, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Naturally mild, good-tasting tobacco. And then that tobacco is toasted. It's toasted. The famous Lucky Strike process tones up Lucky's naturally mild, good-tasting tobacco to make it taste even better, cleaner, fresher, smoother. Keep that in mind. And for a better-tasting smoke every time, make your cigarette Lucky Strike.
If you want better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste yet. It's the toasted cigarette.
Jack, what did the psychiatrist say about Polly?
Oh, she'll be all right. All birds get moody once in a while.
Ah, it's a shame we missed our golf game, but maybe we can play next week.
No, Mary, I'm going to be busy all week rehearsing for my television show next Sunday.
Gosh, Jack, are you going to be on television that often?
Mary, read that line the way we rehearsed it.
Gosh, Jack, are you going to be on television that often?
That's better. Good night.
Jack Benny program is written by Sam Perrin, Milt Josephsberg, George Balzer, John Tackerberry, Al Gordon, Hal Goldman, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Marks. The Jack Benny program is brought to you by Lucky Strike, product of the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes.